Friday, der Mensch, Chof Tanet, Adar, Tavshin Ein Zayin, Reb Zvi Liebman.
This week's Sedra starts off by Yaakov Moshe as Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael Vayom Aleim Eila Dvorim Shetziva Hashem La'asos Oysom. So there's a famous Medrash Yalkut. The Yalkut says Mitchilas HaToyra V'atsoifo Ein Bo Parasha Shenema Barosha Vayakel. From the beginning of the Torah to the end, we never find the Torah starts off a parasha with the word Vayakel. Elo zois blevat. Only this week's Sedra. L'chayra, the Moshe Rabbeinu should have gathered Klal Yisrael for other mitzvahs. Why over here does the Torah tell us Vayakel Moshe? Moshe gathered Klal Yisrael. Says the Medrash. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Asay lecha kehilos gedolos, gather together, make great gatherings, utroish lifneim barabim hilchos Shabbos, to learn barabim hilchos Shabbos, kedei sheyilmedu memcho hatoyos haboim lehakil kiddush b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. It's a special inyan to learn hilchos Shabbos together. Together, people together. The first pasuk is going to be talk about Shabbos. Sheisham to'os v'locha yom shvi. It's a special mitzvah to learn hilchos Shabbos in a tzibur. Finishes off the medrash. Mikan omru. From here is the source. Moshe tikkalei lisor shidoish binyonu shel yom. Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach. Hilchos atzeres b'tzeres. Chag b'chag. Omer Moshe Yisrael, im at oizik seder zeh Hashem malelech kili himlach de Moshe ve'elomi. Says the Medrash that here, true, here was a gathering together to learn Hilchos Shabbos. But it's not just Hilchos Shabbos you're supposed to learn together. Any Hilchos dvayoyim beyoymoy, any special day, when it comes to Shabbos, Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, it's a special mitzvah to learn the halachas of the significance of the day. Berabim, so this pasuk of Vayakel Moshe is the remez to this, a source to this takona. You're supposed to doish bin yonah shel yoyim shel yoyim, Shabbos b'Shabbos, Pesach b'Pesach, and follow on. The lashon of the Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet is also Moshe Tikun Lohem Li Yisrael Shidoish Binyon Shiyom Hilchos Pesach by Pesach, and so on. So I saw interesting deal this week. The loss of the Gemara Megillah is Moshe Tikun Lohem Li Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is Masakan for them. Why do you say Lohem? Should say Moshe Tikun Li Yisrael. What's this extra loss Lohem Li Yisrael? Says the Paras Yosef like this. In Yom Tovim, sometimes the Torah uses the expression Moyad Hashem, and sometimes he uses the expression Moyad Eichem, your Yom Tovim. Why does the Torah sometimes say Moyad Hashem, Hashem's Yom Tovim, and sometimes it's called Moyad Eichem, which is your Yom Tovim? Says the Paras Yosef, a very, very geshmak pshat. He says, we find the Gemara in Avodah Zarah asks a similar type of stira concerning the Torah. We've got the pasuk in Tehillim, Kim betoiras Hashem cheftsoi, over Torah soyege. The Torah in the beginning of the pasuk is called Toiras Hashem, and in the end of the pasuk is called Torah soy. Says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yutes B'dalev, is that not a stira? Is it called Toiras Hashem or Torah soy? Says the Gemara, it depends. Before you learn the Torah, before you yogea and the Torah, is called Toiras Hashem. But once you are yogea and Torah, it's called Torah soy yege yom of a laila. Says the Paras Yosef, L'choyah, the same thing comes by the same stira, Moyad Hashem and Moyad Eichem. Before one learns about the Yom Tovim, so one hasn't got this strong connection with it, it's called Moyad Hashem. But once one's Oisik, Bin Yon Shel Yom, one learns about the Yom Tov, it becomes Moyad Eichem, it becomes your Moyad. Because you get the connection with the Yom Tov by learning about the Yom Tov, and therefore it becomes Moyad Eichem. So he says, that's why the Losh the Potter Vedabim Moshe's Moyede Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. He told Klal Yisrael, you should know there's this Musuk of Moyed Hashem, but it's up to you to turn it into Moyed Eichem. So he says, that's the Losh of Moshe Tikal Lohem Le Yisrael. Moshe was Masakim for Klal Yisrael's sake, for Klal Yisrael to as if acquire the Yom Tov, to make it their Yom Tov. Moshe Tikal for them, for Klal Yisrael, this union of learning, Hilchus Chag Bechag, Hilchus Pesach Bepesach, and so on. It's a takona for them, in order that they can acquire the Yom Tov. They should be like their Yom Tov, should become a Moyad Eichem.
Can we say anyway, the basic fikr, can I say it's Moyad Eichem?
Yeah. The Shai, even after the fix, the time, but is the Yom Tov called my Yom Tov, or still called Moyed Hashem? So that is the Parashat Yosef adds to this takona of learning about the Yom Tov. Is not just a takona; it makes the whole Yom Tov a different type of Yom Tov. It becomes Moyed Hashem. So this takona is the Medrash in this week's parasha talks about learning on Yom Tov, on Chag B'Chag, on Pesach, learning on Pesach. But as we know, the Gemara in Psochim talks about the Inyan of Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, that there's the Tekona, that there's that a person is supposed to be Oisik Shloshim Yom before for Yom Tov. So the Poskim asks a stira, are we supposed to learn on Yom Tov already 30 days before Yom Tov? If you're supposed to start 30 days before Yom Tov, that will include Lechoy Yom Tov. So what is pshat in these two lashonos of Chazal? That on one hand there's a takon of learning on Yom Tov, on the other hand there's a takon of learning 30 days before Yom Tov. So there are various mahalchim, and I just want to quote two mahalchim. The Chok Yaakov says, based on the Rishalmi, in the Rishalmi says, bebeis vad, in the public place, in the Beis HaMedrash, you mechuyev to learn 30 days beforehand. At home, by yourselves, is it a corner you have to learn on the Yom Tov, Hilchus Yom Tov. But you can learn before Yom Tov, you can learn other things. Bebeis HaVad, in the Beis HaMedrash, there's a separate mitzvah of learning about the Yom Tovim 30 days beforehand. That's the Chok Yaakov's Mahalach, how to put the two Chazals together. The Bialocha brings that the Loshon of Bavli is not mashma like that, because Bavli doesn't mention this in the Beis Havad. It's a Loshon of Yerushalmi, but in Bavli it's brought down many times the Inyan of Shloshi Yoyim, and there's no mention that the stuff get in the Beis HaMedrash. So the Loshon of Bavli is mashma. It's a chiv on every single Yochid to learn 30 days before Yom Tov about the Yom Tov. So how does it fit in? The Takon on one hand is brought down the Nusach learn on Yom Tov, and then other Gemara's talk about learning 30 days before Yom Tov. Says the Bialocha, if you look in the Biagro, he says simply, he says when it says Hilchus Chag Berchag, doesn't mean just on Chag. Berchag means round the Yom Tov time. See, he said it's all one bit of corner. So when Chazal talk about learning, that the Moshe Hilchus Chag Berchag, means learn the Pesach, round Pesach time. And the 30 days before and are connected to Pesach. The 30 days before Sukkot are connected to Sukkot. So it's all one bit of corner. It's not even two separate corners. And that's the Bialocha excuse. That's the most correct pshat, or the pshat which is easiest to understand how it fits in the Lashonos of Chazal, is how the Gaon learns. So there's a mitzvah to learn 30 days beforehand. So therefore, in a Beis HaMedrash, 30 days beforehand is zikha, a special mitzvah based on this week's parasha, to be oisik in Inyon Shel Yoyim, to learn Hilchus Pesach BePesach. So I would like to discuss one nekuda, which is related to Pesach, which is quite a soitzik and kuda, which is a very important prat in Hilchus or in Yone Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. We know the climax of our Pesach is the Seder night. The Seder night, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, that's the focus of our preparation towards the Pesach. It comes to the Seder night, sitting with the family in the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Rechaim HaKodesh in Parshas Bo, a small piece, but there's a lot inside this one little piece of the Rechaim, because on the end of Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk V'gadeto Levincho Bayoimu Leimoi Bavuzer Osa Hashem Li B'Tzeis Mitzrayim, which sums up the mitzvah of Sipitzis Mitzrayim, the Rechaim HaKodesh has got a couple of diukim on the Pasuk. Diuk number one is v'higadato. V'higadato hagoda is normally a bit of a sharp loshon. We find koisoyim ala beis Yaakov v'sagid beis Yisrael. Hagoda is a more of a stronger type of loshon. So he says, why does the Torah start off losh v'higadato dvorim koshin kigidim? Is it you saying any tough, difficult statements in Sivat Yisrael? What's the loshon v'higadato? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, he says v'higadato bayoyim hahu. On that day, on that night, not that day, Bayoyim Ahu is the mitzvah on the day of Tesfor. The mitzvah of Sibur we know is on the night of Tesfor. B'shor shematzimor menochle v'necho. Ba'avuzeh, like the posuk carries on. So why does it say Bayoyim Ahu? It should say Balaylahu. Kasha number three. Freidoyechaim. What's the double loshen? V'gadol avincho Bayoyim Ahu leimoy. You should tell your children, saying to them, well, what's this double loss of Igalto and Leimoy? Three clear kashas on this well-known posuk. Says the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh, concerning the Vigadato and the Leimoy, he says, Venire, I think it's being meramez, the inion of Maschil Bignus or Messiah Bishvach. We know Mitzvah Sim, we can't just talk, but we're not Yotze just talking about the going out. We have to talk about the being in the Gnus, the earlier part of it. The Mitchila Oid Avoid Zorahoy Avaseinu. To be Mekayim Mitzvah Sim properly, we have to be Maschil Bignus. So he says the Maschil Bignus is a bit of a tough time of the history of Klal Yisrael, talking about the Oid Avoid Zorah sources, Biterach Avi Avrom, they served the Avodah Zorah. It's a difficult parasha, as if to say that's to show how what a difficult source Klal Yisrael came from. He said that's the Vigalta part of it. The Haggadah Dvorim Koshim, that's the difficult part of the Sivat Yisrael, sort of the sharp, maybe not the right expression, but that's the difficult part of Sivat Yisrael, referring to the hard times of before Avraham Avinu's times. It's not a Dovah Meshubach, as he calls it. He says, word, shalev odenek, and the heart sort of feels bad. You know, it gives us a bit of a shtech, let's call it, talking about the source of the terror that we are descendants of the Oyed Avodah Zorah. That's the Vigato, and then we're supposed to end off with a leimoy, which are things which are more the happier parts of Sibchaim, which give a chizuk to the person. That is the later stages of Yitzis Mitzrayim. So therefore, he says, that answers the Vigadato and the leimoy. What about the Bayoimahu? The day? It's the wrong Shvi Balailahu. Why Bayoimahu? Says the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh, the Torah one is Meramez, Ki Halailo Hahu Yoim Yekore Loi Lailo. You should know the night of Yisrael was not called night, it's called day. The night was bright like day. And the Ohr HaChaim is Meramez, he doesn't say Mefurish, but well known brought down from the Zohar Kodesh that the night of Yisrael literally brightened up. It was as bright as daylight. Says the Ohr HaChaim, that's what the Torah has been Meramez by Yomahu. It was a night which was really like day. And he carries on. V'ulai. The fact that the Torah puts the word by Yomahu next to Vigadato, ki gam neis zeh bichlal mitzvah hagoda. Says the Ohr HaChaim HaKadosh, it's part of mitzvah sipit zisraim to discuss and to tell your children, to tell your family that what the night of zisraim looked like, it had to brighten up. This neis is bichlal mitzvah hagoda, which is an extra dimension, extra point which we need to mention Seder night. Says that from the Chaim's Mashmah, we won't be Yotza or Mitzvah properly if we miss out this point. We have to mention that the night brightened up like day. It was a light gem toy, and that's why it's called Bayoimahu, that day, and it's not called that night. That's the Ohr HaChaim's code. That's at the end of this part, which is enough for the moment. This same idea is brought down in the Gaon's Perush on Haggadah Shel Pesach, and the Gaon says the first Akasha, Manishtano Halayla Hazeh Mikol HaLeilois. He says, why are we making this introduction to the four Kashas which the son asked the father? Says the Gaon, teaches like this, Laila is grammatically Loshon Nekeva. So really we should be saying Halaila Hazois. So Halaila Hazeh is not grammatically correct. So why are we asking, why is the Nusach Halaila Hazeh? Says the God, I'll tell you why. Because normally mitzvahs are connected to Zohar, because Nekeva and Noshim don't have that many mitzvahs. They're part of all the mitzvahs among Garama. So mitzvahs are normally referred to as Losh and Zohar. Zohar are connected to mitzvahs, and Nekeva is not so to connect to mitzvahs. Similarly, says the Gaon, normally night hasn't got mitzvahs. There's hardly, he says, there's no mitzvah. There are a few kashas on this rule, but there's answers as well. He says, there's no mitzvah which is only by night. Mitzvahs are by day. There are mitzvahs shot day and night. Krishna's got both. Mitzvahs shot only by night. There are no mitzvahs. There's answer to this. I know you, what you mean to ask. Right? So there's no mitzvahs which are only by night. Mitzvahs are connected to day, and that's why day is normally called Zohar. And night is like the Kevah, because night does not have mitzvahs. When it comes to Seder night, it seems to be all different. There's so many mitzvahs which are the night only. All the mitzvahs are only by night. So the night has got the category of Zohar, not of Nekeva. The night is normally Nekeva with lack of mitzvahs. When it comes to Seder night, the night has got the Hagdoras and the type of thing to it. It's called, it's got a Zohar type of category to it. So therefore the night is Zohar. So ma nishtano halayl hazeh. Why is this night hazeh? It's got a Zohar characteristic to it. Mikol halay lois, which signifies the Losh in the cave of Laila. Normally Laila is Losh in the cave. So why is halayl hazeh? Why is this night got this the characteristic of a Zohar? That is the of the kasha. I don't know if all the children realize what they're asking when they say ma'anishtano, but says the Gaon, that is what the kasha is. And says the Gaon, all the hemshecha dvorim, it's just explaining all the mitzvahs or examples of them which we've got tonight, making laila laila zeh and not laila hazois. We've got the mitzvah of matzah, we've got the mitzvah of mora, we've got the mitzvah of dipping the darabonon, and we've got the mitzvah of leaning. These are all night mitzvahs. What's going on over here? Says that's the kasha. Now, once we know this lomdisha kasha, which our children are asking us, we need to know how to answer them. So where exactly are we answering this kasha? The children are asking a very good kasha, says the Gaon. Why is it? Manishtano. And where do we answer that to them? In Avodah Mayinu, says the Gaon, no. The child's going to have to wait a bit longer for the answer. The answer, says the Gaon, comes later in the when we talk about, after we make our Gdoma Avodah Mayinu and talk about the children, we say maybe the mitzvah of Sivzam is Badei, and on that we answer no. Tamaloima, we bring the positive by Yomu, and Tamaloima Bavuzeh, that the mitzvah is really only by night, says the Gaon, and still the Torah calls it by Yom Hahu. So by saying, explaining the Bayoyim Ahu, and it means night, because Bavel says, Oin b'shor sheshmas mor menoch v'nechem, we're telling our children, you should know the Torah calls this night day. So that's the answer to your question. You're wondering why this night has got the characteristics of days and mitzvahs, because this is not a regular night. This is a day night, a night which is called day. So it's a laila hazeh. That's why it's got so many mitzvahs. So the answer lies when we say that piska of Bayoyim Ahu, explaining Bavozeh, and explaining means by night. So we see that the Torah called it Yoim, and as the Gaon is lost in Ke'ein lo bechinas laila klal, it's not called night. It's called day. And as what comes out, so this is the same idea, Zohar Chaim, explaining this passage by Yomu, that the night is called day. But we have to add, not just Leilat Yetzias Mitzrayim, the night was day, where Taka, as the Zohar Chaim mentions, the nest that it turned bright, that it Taka was, you could see it was day. Every year, when we go through our Seder night, our night is also day. Even though it does remain dark, it's still got the same characteristic of being called day, because this night got in it the koichas of day, and that's why we got all the mitzvahs every year on the night, all the mitzvahs. And once we understand this Hagdorah, that the night of of Pesach is called day and not called night anymore. It's a night with the characteristics of day. It makes a lot of things easier to understand. There are a lot of kashas. We know there's a myth of Hallel Pesach. So the Mefarshim should talk about Hallel by night is a very unusual. The Mishnah says quite clearly in Megillah, in Daf Chof and Bebeis, the Hallel is a myth of by day. Why is Hallel, why is Seder night any different? Star various nuschos how to answer this question, but that's the question asked. Hallel by night doesn't normally go together. Says as far as MS, tonight's not a kasha, Lel Pesach's not a kasha. This Laila's not called Laila, it's called Dinam of Yoim. Laila ki Yoim Toy, so therefore you can have a Hallel as well. The inner of Lel Shimurim, we find it's a guarded night. Nights have always with it certain dangers attached to it, spiritual dangers and other dangers. Of a Leil Pesach, we know, is Leil Shemurim, it's guarded from all dangers. We don't say the whole, the Krishma Lamito, we leave out all the Psuki Shmira when we say Krishma Lamito, Seder night. We open the door, Shvoich HaMoscho, as the Shteita Simtov Pei, to show it's Leil Shemurim. So, Avada, there's many reasons, but now it's easy to understand. Do you know why it's Leil Shemurim? We don't need to know why, well, that's a fact. But if now you understand that night, this night is day, hasn't got with it the dangers of night, because it's not night, it's day. It's a dark part of the day, maybe, but it's got the characteristics of day. Therefore, it's got the Shemira of day as well. Night's normally meant for sleeping, a Gemara and Erevin, but not Leil Tezvov. This day hasn't got the characteristics of night. It's a day, so therefore the Leil Pesach is b'yom ahu. So according to Eichheim, because we have to mention that say that the Leil Tezvov was taken bright, but every year our night is called day, and that's the Halayla Hazeh, why it's different called Halayla, is because this night is called day and it's not called night. There's a shayla, a discussion, an interesting discussion going back to Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, where the Zohar Kodesh Taka says it Taka brightened up. It was bright as midday, is the lashon of the Zohar Kodesh. When exactly did it brighten up? Did it brighten up by Hibachtzia Lailo, or was it bright already from the beginning of the day, or beginning of the night, sorry. When did it brighten up the Leil Tzitzayim? Because we're supposed to discuss it, we're supposed to say over this next, so we need to know what to say over. When did it brighten up? Was it by Hebrews the Elayla or the beginning? So the engine, there seems to be a machlokes achronim, how to understand the Zoyakos, when exactly did it brighten up? There's a Rashi in Parshas Boy, Rashi talks on the pause of Hoylechem Neshmeres, Rashi says, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were busy with two mitzvahs, with Dam Pesach and Dam Mila. Says Rashi, Shemolu Bo'oiso Lailo. Rashi brings the Chazal, they did Mila the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim to enable themselves to eat the Korban Pesach. So the question is, Mila Balailo? Mila Balailo is the apostle, you come, Furushi Gemoye, Vomas Aibes, Amon El Beyoi. So the Chumash Beis Yitzchok in Yodea Kufchotes says, Leil Tzitzayim wasn't a problem. Leil Tzitzayim was Laila Kiyom Toy, it was bright. It was bright, it was broad daylight. So it was bright. That hasn't got a problem of night. You can mala that night as well. No problem, says the Beis Yitzchok. See, he must have assumed that it was bright before Bechsia Laila. The Eden Kopes was before, and the meal was before that. See, he tied to the Molos Laila in the first part of the night, and he says, because it was a bright night, so therefore you could mala. It's a Chiddush. Okay, himself, I must be honest, I checked it up. He's not convinced this is the only answer, because it's still Shem Laila, even though it was bright. It may not have to do with day on. May have to do with the tikkun of Yom HaLayla, not light and dark. He's got other tirutzim as well, but he gives this definitely one of his suggestions, and he brings others who answer this that it was mutter because it was a bright night. The chidor is brought down. The Sefer Simcha also says that they did the mila at the beginning because it was bright, and he also assumes quite clearly that it had brightened up from the beginning of the night, or it remained light. It didn't get dark that night. And that's why the whole night had a certain din of day. Yeah. You know, you have to understand that. Yeah, it's a. You have to know which Lailo. Why you're asking if it's not called Lailo? Mila, how do you the pace? It's a good kasha there. It's a very good kasha. The Savior Yeshua's Malka, Yeshua Mikotna, He takes on klonish to say. He takes on clearly that what happened was at Chatzia Laila, at the point of midnight, that's when it brightened up. And so he says quite clearly, he brings the Tosis Kasha in Bruchas. We know Rabbi Lozman and Azariah hold that Pesach ain't a nechel el at Chatzis. He only till Chatzis. And we know that's our rush to try and eat our afikoymans before Chatzis, because the Pesach Kota Lozman Azariah is only nechel el at Chatzis. And where we are Kota Menishon, we pass him Ikedin like Lozman and Azariah. That's why we rush to get at least a first Kazayisim al Chilla Afikoymen as well. We have to get everybody's got their own minhagim, how to cope with that chumah, let's call it, of getting everything in before Chatzos. But Rabbi Loz Bazar shitty is a Pesach in Nechel El at Chatzos. Frik Toysus, how can Rabbi Loz Bazar say that? The post says, Lois Assumen at Boinker. They're allowed to eat the Pesach L'choyer till the morning. You're only not allowed to leave it over when it comes to morning. Freik Toys is in Brochus Davtes. How does Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah fit in his shitta with a Loshen Aposik? So Toys has got his Terutzim. Says the Yeshua's Malkim, Shumakotli says, I'd like to suggest another Terutz. He says, since the night brightened up at Chatzos, that means at Chatzos it turned into morning. They had a night, a very short night. At Chatzos it brightened up, means there was an early morning. At Chatzos it became morning already. Oy bazoi in Leilatzim time, at Chatzos it became boiker. At Chatzos it turned into morning. So Loisa Simen at Boiker, they weren't allowed to give the morning. Itaka, then it turned morning. A little bit unexpected. It turned morning at Chatzos. Therefore it's no stira, Rabbi Loz Ben Azariah, Nechel at Chatzos, the eating till Chatzos, and with the morning. Because there the morning started at Chatzos. Azoi Vilay Mechadish Zain. So therefore, the Rabbi Loz Shitta fits in, even with the Loshen HaPosuk. And he says beautifully, he says, we all know Moshe Rabbeinu said kachatzais, not bachatzais. And the various chazals, why Moshe Rabbeinu said kachatzais. One opinion the Gemara says in Brochus Daf Dalit is that Moshe Rabbeinu informed Klal Yisrael about Max Bechoris the night before. The night before, Leil Yudalit at Chatzais, he told Klal Yisrael, tomorrow, round kachatzais, like today's chatzais, tomorrow there will be Max Bechoris. As I state in Gemara, a Gemara that's of Ashi's Teretz, why it says kachatzais. So Freiter, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to do that? Why did he have to make a demonstration the night before to tell them, like at this point, then tomorrow will be Max Bechoyes. Could you not manage without it? Tell them, at Chatzos, it'll be. Why did he have to demonstrate the night before? Says the Yeshua's Malka on the same Mahalach. Because the night of Max Bechoyes, that Chatzos wasn't really Chatzos. It was Chatzos according to the Cheshbon, they thought it'd be Chatzos, but it turned into mourning. So that Chatzos wasn't really a proper Chatzos. So he says, that's a Moshe Rabbeinu took the Leil Yudalit and said, like tonight Chatzos, which is exactly the middle of the night, tomorrow this sort of time is going to be Max Bechoyes, but it was Miranda, that tomorrow it won't be called Chatzos. It will be Chatzos when at the first part, but then it's going to turn into morning. It's going to be the end of the night. It won't be halfway through the night anymore. So that's Ka Chatzos, like the Chatzos of Leil Yudalit, that equivalent time on Leil Tesvov, even though it's going to turn into morning, that's where Max Bechoyes took place. But you can understand this two ways to look at it. It was Chatzos according to the regular cheshbonos of the world, but it turned into morning. But why? Not right though. We're saying that what the Torah was mitzvah doing. The Torah was mitzvah as according to that's the equivalent, and time wise it works equivalent. That's the mitzvah of Torah. And so we say, but the mitzvah of Torah was to do it at the Chatzos point because that's the time wise. It's the same as Leil Yisrael Mitzrayim, and he carries on. The Paras Yosef takes it a little bit further. It says they took on their shoulders Misharoisom, the leftovers. Rashi brings they took over the Shiore Matzo Mori. In Mechilta, there's one Taicha Mechilta. In Targum Shami, Zichr says it like that they took over the Shiore Pesach with them as well. So the question is, well, they shouldn't be doing that. Why did they have leftovers of the Pesach? They shouldn't have had leftovers of Pesach. They should have been Loisa Siru. You're allowed to have leftovers of Matzah Morim. Why did they have leftovers of Pesach? Says the Padish Yosef, according to this, Yeshua's Malk, it's easy to understand. They didn't know this was going to be such a short night. They didn't chup exactly what we're saying when they begin such a short night. They didn't understand. They thought they're going to have longer. They thought they're going to have to the morning. But the morning arrived earlier than expected. So you can understand they had Shiore Pesach left, and that's what they took with them. So I called upon him with this, the whole Mahalach of the Yeshua's Malka. You see quite clearly, he assumes that when did it brighten up? It brightened up at Chatzos. So there seems to be a clear machlokes achronim, how to teach this nes, which we need to discuss. Leil Pesach, when did it happen? There's two opinions. According to the Beis Yitzchok and the Chidor, it brightened up from the beginning of the night. And according to the Yeshua's Malka and others, it brightened up in the middle of the night. In the Zohar Kodesh itself, which is the Mekoi, I haven't looked at it. Even if I looked at it, I won't understand it. But Rabbi Chaim Kaufman Zatzal says he looked at it. He said there's no much more in the Zohar Kodesh either way. So you can learn it either way. I'll accept his Eidus. You can learn it either way. Both are fitting in the Lashon of the Zohar Kodesh. So therefore, we're not exactly sure when it happened, when not. I must just finish with the Rabbi Chaim Kodesh before I move on further. The Rabbi Chaim Kodesh carries in the same pieces. There's so much in this little piece of Ochaim Kodesh. He says also, Vigalto Levincho, the mitzvah to tell your children. And if you haven't got children around your table, it's still a mitzvah. So why do you say Vigalto Levincho? We know we've got a ribbon from other psukim, and he brings how the yitul works. There's a mitzvah without the children. So why do you say Vigalto Levincho? So he says, Ve'efsha. So it's moedig words of the Chaim Kodesh. The Rambam's Galavincha is Shim Yagid Hagoda Hamur Beinyan Yezakeu Hashem Sheyagid Libnoi. A moedig school of the Chaim Kodesh. The Chaim Kodesh says if a person hasn't been zoicha yet for sons, so therefore do your agadato and you'll be zoicha to Levincha. A schoola you'll be zoicha beschus to agadato properly. You'll meet him be zoicha Levincha. As I said there, he says that the Torah puts the etched word lemoi to tell me, even without sons, I've still got mitzvah, but the Torah throws in the word levincha to tell you that if a person does the mitzvah properly, the Rebbe will be mezak in the hitaka, he will be able to zoich in the future to do regadatol levincha. The Achraim discuss further, and this is the point, I forget, Mr. Fulda, yes? Yeah, I mentioned before that if it did brighten up in the beginning of the night, so then we've got problems. So did it turn into you are by the Lila? We've got a problem with the date as well. Is if you've got extended day and the sun doesn't set, is it the previous day is longer, or does it still switch over dates and days? That is called the next day. Was it test for Bechlal? If it brightened up by Chatzos, we got no problem. So then Avada, then it was test for, we've got no shailas. But if in the sun never set, it was brightened up. So some Achreinim Asr saw the Chavos Hashon talks about it. We may have a problem. So when did test for Nisan start? If there was no sun setting on Leil test for, when did Tesvov start? If you had extended Yudala, we're going to have a problem with the Mitzvah Zalayla. How's it going to work? Which is a general Shaila. Whenever Kladzer was Zoycha to this nest in various times, we were Zoycha a few times in the history of Kladzer of the sun didn't set. This pun? You know twice. Yeshua Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are two of the times clearly mentioned. There are some other times as well which are mentioned. So what happened then? Did the days carry on or did the earlier day extend? So there's a Moedig Elosh and a Pirke de Reb Lezer in Perik Nun Beis when concerning Melchemes Yeshua by Givoin, where Yeshua stopped the sun. So the Lashon of the Pirkei Avos is that Yeshua, the story of Melchemes Yeshua given took place on Erev Shabbos. Yeshua was worried that Klal Yisrael are getting nervous about Shabbos coming in. Are we meant to carry on this war or not? And so Yeshua put out his hand towards the sun and he was Mazkir Hashem and said, stop. And the sun and the moon and the kochovim remained in place as a pig to Abeleza for 36 hours at Moitzoy Shabbos. That's the Losh of Pigdav Elezer. The 36 hours, the 12 hours of Friday, 12 hours of Friday night, and the 12 hours of Shabbos day, 36 hours, till Moitzoy Shabbos. So it's a big discussion. Well, did they keep Shabbos or they didn't keep Shabbos? If Shabbos was pushed off till the next day, so it wasn't in Motzei Shabbos, it was just an extended era Shabbos. It was originally may have been Motzei Shabbos. What does it mean ad Motzei Shabbos? Did they keep Shabbos the following day or not? So one of the Achronim takes on, no, the Shabbos was, it turned Shabbos, but they carried on the Mechoma. Really, Mechem, it's Mitzvah, it's Doich Shabbos. You learn for Posik, Ad Ritato, it's Doich Shabbos. They're allowed to come. No, the Klaus who felt uneasy about it. That's why Yeshua did it. He didn't do it to stop the Chil Shabbos. He did it, says Gizgrosh, Sheklaus, Mitzdarim. He did it to remove the pain of Klaus. That's a loss of picture of Lezer. But really, Shabbos came in. And Shabbos left on Motzei Shabbos. It was a Shabbos without Ishkia, without a Yer Mayimoike. Azoyz Mevuva Pekhtav Elezer. There's a big discussion. The Chuvah's Rav Paulim talks about, he discusses various Makoyas, that even if the sun doesn't set, then we have a 24-hour, the 24-hour system takes over. Either our days are 24 hours, or with the sun controlling it. It is complicated exactly how it works. And he discusses the North and South Pole countries where you get the sun doesn't set certain months of the year. It remains light for a couple of months, I think, that the sun does that, how you work it out. He based himself on this, that you see the day can change even if the sun doesn't set. So therefore, if you follow that Mahalach, that can make easy understand. It won't answer the Laila aspect, probably will answer the Tesvov, even if it brightened up from the beginning of the night, and it didn't get dark at all, it is still called Tesvov, and the mitzvahs of Tesvov carried on. I must end up with one more vote. I saw Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal bring the shame to Avner Nezer. According to how much we prepare for the Yom Tov, that's how long we remain connected to the Yom Tov, and that's how much we get hashpor from the Yom Tov. And he brings Avner Nezer, brings the Raya Azoy. Shteite Gemara in Gittin Ein Zayin. We all know 3 days of the beginning of the week belong to last Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday belong to last Shabbos. The 3 days before Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, those of preparation for the coming Shabbos. That's the halacha benegeir to Shabbos, and the Gemara Gittin talks about when the geir person makes a tanai, you can be mekayim a tanai of Shabbos till 3 days after. When it comes to Yom Tov, it's mevuv in the sugya. 30 days after Yom Tov is called connected to the Yom Tov. As I move from the Sugya, then get him. If a person makes it tonight, I need to be back in time for Yom Tov. Till 30 days after Yom Tov is called connected to Yom Tov. Why is that? Says Avnez, I'll tell you why. Shabbos, which we prepare 3 days in advance, so the Shabbos stays with us for 3 days afterwards. Since Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is achonas for Shabbos, so the Shabbos stays with us Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. When it comes to Yom Tov, we prepare Shloshim Yoyim Kodem Achag. So therefore, we prepare to 3 days in advance. It stays with us for 30 days afterwards. It follows according to how much we prepare for the mitzvah that's with us, which fits very nice what we started off with. It's the Moyadechem. By learning about the Yom Tov and discussing about the Yom Tov, we connect our soul to the Yom Tov. So according to how much we connect our soul to the Yom Tov, it takes longer for that connection to disintegrate. So therefore, since by Pesach we prepare 30 days in advance, and therefore it stays with us for 30 days, so Loma Hoffman, that we should make the correct achonos of Pesach, we should take a zoicha to see the light of Pesach, the proper gula, b'mheir of Yemenu.
Does it play? Someone forgot by now, so it's a day, so it is partially a day, but sort
of. Like, yeah, convinced the whole day, yeah.
You're working on it.